Hello everybody, Danny Miles, Ability Gateway here, how are you? I hope you're all well, and although I haven't spoken to you for a while, I hope that you've been keeping yourselves busy, active, and very much enjoying the sunshine that we have at the moment. Nothing like a bit of warmth to keep positive thoughts going and inspiration flooding in. So I hope it's been doing that for you. Sadly, one of the reasons you haven't heard much from me, and particularly in the radio sphere, is that we've been struggling to find inspiration for our broadcasting technology. But we hope to be fixing this in the next couple of days. I won't be broadcasting the Lifelines radio show today, unfortunately, but hopefully, way before next week, we'll be back on Mushroom FM and also maybe doing some cover shows before then. Who knows? Depends what comes up. But, of course, we are still providing radio and broadcasting training. Our actual technology is working. It seems to be some form of internet issue that's slowing us down. Possibly quite literally slowing the internet down. But it raised an interesting question for me about live shows, live radio presentation, or even TV broadcasting, compared to things that are pre-recorded. Of course, they both have different pros and cons, as anything does, but I've always much preferred to present a live show than a pre-recorded show, because things are more natural. Occasionally, mistakes do happen. I agree that if you're not so confident, or if you just want it to sound picture-perfect, so to speak, then you might prefer the pre-recorded route. But I think there's nothing like the buzz of live presentation. And also it allows, of course, for real-time interaction with listeners. And if you've listened to any of my shows, you'll know that it's random what can sometimes come up by a random comment that a presenter or a listener makes, or a request that might be instigated by a sudden change in the topic of conversation. And of course, some of these things can occur to a presenter as they formulate a show. And of course, if you're formulating a show and you think of a really good idea, if you're pre-recording, you can rewrite your schedule to fit it in deliberately. Even if you come up with it right at the end of your show, you can take something out and put this new idea in. So I'd love to hear, well, from anybody, but particularly in the form of presenters who have done one or other of these, or maybe from you as a listener, to see whether you think there's a difference in the atmosphere of a pre-recorded show compared to a live show. It'd be really interesting, because had I known that my technology, internet stuff was going to be such a problem, I could have done a pre-recorded show. But we haven't definitely confirmed what the problem is, and we thought it might be a bit quicker to iron out. But again, would it work? Or does it depend on the content of the show as to whether it works? We'd love to hear from you on that. What else has been happening with Danny Miles and Ability Gateway? Well, we've been doing quite a bit of sport, as we always do, and again, nothing like sunshine to give you a chance to get out and about, whether travelling or actually onto an external outdoor sports surface. So I have been playing cricket for Sussex Sharks, and congratulations to the Sharks, because on Saturday we won in the BCEW, a British Blind Sport Primary Club Knockout Cup, which is being played in memory of Heinrich Swanepoel this year, who sadly passed away last year, long-serving blind cricketer. And we, as I say, were involved in a very interesting game against Somerset, who are currently playing in the development leagues in blind cricket. But they gave us a very, very tight game, and I want to say congratulations to everybody at Somerset, and also thank you for playing the game in a fantastic spirit and plugging away until the end. And actually, there were several points during the game where it could have gone either way, and we hope that, as you plan to, that you'll be in the BCEW Blind Cricket England and Wales League, National League next year. And we'll look forward to facing you again then if that's the case. So Sussex Sharks are through to the final. And I'll give you more details of the cup final as they come out. We're still waiting for confirmation of venue. And of course, I'll confirm dates and other information for you as well in case anybody wants to come along and spectate. And so this weekend, moving into sporting work, very fortunate to be working with the Royal London Society for the Blind, renewing the work that we did during May half term with young people looking at football coaching. So that's coming up this Saturday. Hopefully the weather will keep nice. And last time in May half term, we were working indoors, but you never know, we may get to venture outside depending on what facilities are made available to us. But we're very much looking forward to that and planning for that. And there's always lots of other stuff on the go, which we shall keep under wraps until we know more about it. But of course, if you'd like us to assist you, please do let me know. And of course, that work on Saturday will be in conjunction with Disabled Talk Sport, who we do a lot of our work with. But we don't just do sport with them. We provide a lot of other things, including the media stuff that I mentioned, which comes more from us. But Disabled Talk Sport also works in other areas of disability, such as life skills and awareness and understanding of things such as dress codes for people who may not be so confident in selecting the right things to wear, or understanding how colours work together and those sort of things. So if you'd like to know anything more about how either of our organisations, or of course both together, can assist you, please don't hesitate to get in touch. danny@abilitygateway.co.uk. You can get in touch on Audioboo, and I know I've got a couple of new Audioboo followers in the last few days, so thank you very much, especially to you, but to everybody who is always so supportive. And you can get in touch and follow us on Twitter, Ability Gateway, or on Facebook, www.facebook.com/AbilityAware is our Facebook page. Facebook.com/AbilityGateway is Danny Miles, the personal profile, which kind of works in tandem because, of course, I have similar views and interests, but there is different stuff on there. So feel free to check out any of those things. And at the moment, we're also exploring a lot of interests in music. Again, no specific work that we're providing as yet, but we'll keep you updated because I think there'll be some ideas running around very shortly in that. And I shall be returning to the local music scene, something that I've been out of for a little while, but which I've always been heavily interested in. On Sunday, looking forward to great performances from lots of acoustic artists at Club 85 in Hitchin, including Roxy Searle, who is a fantastic vocalist and guitarist and lyricist. And I'm hoping to invite her onto Mushroom FM at some point in the near future when we get all of those broadcasting issues sorted. So that's what's happening with me and with Ability Gateway. What's happening with you? Would love to hear from you. Take care. Enjoy life. Do whatever you do. And I'll catch up with you soon.